another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am your most gracious host, Constance Arnold of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And I would just like to take this opportunity to welcome people from all over the world. I think it's 121 countries now. Can you believe that? And say to you that I believe that if you are listening to this show today, that God has attracted you here, and that on this very day, at this very moment, you will begin to find the answers and solutions for your life. Well, once again, welcome, welcome. Happy New Year, and we are 8 days into the new year. And, of course, you know, I want to ask you one of my probing questions. What are you going to be and do differently this year that would change your life? Have you written your goals down? And I'm sure my guest is going to share with you today. If you have not written your goals down, then you really don't have goals. So that might be the first step in you beginning to be and do things differently for this year. Well, I am doing fine here in Atlanta, excited about what the new year holds for me. And just like you, I've already written my goals down, and I'm fine-tuning those plans and strategies that I'm going to be using this year as the Spirit leads me. And I'm taking small baby steps to begin movement toward my goals. And so one new thing that I've learned this year that I learned from my guest who's going to be on today is that I'm beginning to look at my goals more. And remember I said that sometimes it's those small baby steps that what lead to big dreams. And so I'm looking at my goals more. Usually I would look at my goals maybe once a day. But after speaking with him, he looks at his goals all day long. And so I'm going to start implementing that principle into my life. And so that's just one small thing that I'm doing differently. Why am I doing that? Because I believe that small shift will bring about something different for me, something bigger and bolder for me. All right. And so before I go to my quick commercial, I just want to talk to you a little bit about my coaching packages, because I've been getting so many emails from you guys saying, Constance, just give me just a little bit more about your coaching packages. And, of course, you can go to my fulfillingyourpurpose.com website. And, you know, I have a special that I want you to take advantage of on my yearly and half-year coaching packages. As all of you know, I'm licensed. You know all about me. But until January the 15th, I've discounted my packages by 25%. You know, I had a lady call me today, and she said, I just cannot afford coaching. And I said to her, you cannot afford not to have coaching. And it's so interesting. People don't know this. But once you start coaching, the money comes to you so you can coach because you're learning different universal principles. So go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Of course, you know I have my book there, Secrets of Success, and some wonderful MP3 affirmation CDs for you to listen to so that you can begin to shift and change the way you think. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
All right, well, are you ready? And I can't even begin to tell you about what a difficult time that I have had recording this very special guest. And he and I both believe it's because we have something very divine straight from God to share with you that's going to be life-changing, where my very special guest today is both a master and a teacher of the Law of Attraction and Manifestation, and he is the author of Visualization, How to Visualize and Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. He is Mr. Peter Adams, and he and his wife, Robin, I kind of feel like I'm in their family now. I've emailed them and spoken to them so many times. They're very philanthropic, and I really wanted Peter to be on the show because he is a wealthy man, but certainly he is a man that is wealthy in the area of hope, and he's going to be sharing about how you can begin to create miracles in your life. And I'm so excited to be recording with you again. Peter Adams, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you again, Constance, for having me. I'm really looking forward to our conversation today.
Right. And, you know, you and I have, we tried recording before, and it just did not happen. But we believe that it's in divine order. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There's a reason for everything. And apparently we needed to do a better job communicating the message.
Right. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, Peter.
Well, I'm essentially an entrepreneur, and I recently wrote this book, the book Visualization, because it was I've manifested miracles in my life using the system that I developed, and it was time for me to share it with the rest of the world, because I believe everyone deserves to live the life of their dreams, and if you're not living the life of your dreams, what's holding you back? We need to get there and start making the world a better place.
Right. Well, what really inspired you to write this book? I know you were really big on helping others and really empowering others. What was it that motivated you to write this great book? And by the way, folks, it is a great read. I'm going to really recommend that you get his book.
I think the real point, what really got me to write the book, it was actually, I had always been thinking about writing the book, and then one day I was talking to one of my friends, and he put it right back on me. He's like, you need to share this. He's basically saying, you need to write the book. So all of a sudden, the light went off in my head, and I'm like, you know what? You're right. And then as I started working on the idea, I realized that I've been keeping this to myself for 10 years, and I should have given it away a long time ago. So it was just, and as I wrote it, it was almost like the spirit was writing through me when I was writing the book. So I just knew it was it was divine, and it's going to change some lives. I know that.
Well, you know, Peter, that is so interesting, and it is at the beginning of the year, and I really wanted you on in January because I believe that your story brings so much hope, and you can really teach people how to begin to create miracles in their lives. And so many people right now are introspective. They're saying, I want 2012 to be much different than 2011. So share a little bit about your story.
Okay. One of the best things I want to share with everyone is when I started getting into the self-help arena, when I started reading books, it was because I was at a time in my life where I had a number of financial challenges. I'd been downsized in my job, and then I found myself underemployed, and I was working a job that wasn't really a spiritual match for me. So I found myself being crushed by debt, and I knew that it had to be something better. So I started reading the self-help books, and I started listening to Tony Robbins' Personal Power, and that really got me going on goal setting. And one of the big things he was really into, he talked about writing down his goals as he traveled on a train across Russia. And he just kept making his goals bigger and bigger and bigger until they just seemed like they were just huge. And what I did was I figured, hey, I've got nothing to lose. So what I did was I made my list of what I call 12 crazy goals. And that was actually chapter one in the book. And the goals I wrote down at this time in my life were just like crazy big goals. I mean, the idea that I had, one of the goals was I have no consumer debt. And at the time, I was drowning in debt. I didn't see how I was going to get out of it. But, by having writing those goals out and then using some of the other techniques that I developed in my system, when the miracles hit, and what happened was, I'm a real estate broker, and I was selling real estate on the side. And what happened was one day, actually on a weekend, I sold this house on Saturday. They had two other houses go on a contract on Sunday. And then we had a rental property that had appreciated greatly. And all of a sudden, I sold those houses, sold the rental property, and poof, 9 out of 12 goals all happened at once. And it was truly a miracle. It was, I never saw it coming, and it was just amazing. And when that happened, it wasn't overnight. When the miracle did hit, it hit very quickly. But I had to work on the inside for probably about a year and a half to achieve those results. And if you're in a spot right now, if anyone's listening that's in a spot where they're suffering some kind of huge challenge, well, miracles happen. Believe me, I manifested them in my own life. And I share them with what I did in my book so that you can achieve miracles in your life as well.
And, Peter, that is so interesting, and I'm glad you brought up the point that for a year and a half you actually did the work. And I want you to talk about some of your crazy goals, because so many people now are in fear, and they're talking about downsizing and thinking small. And I'm telling people, I'm thinking about expanding and thinking bigger. So what were some of your goals? Name a couple of your 12 crazy goals.
Okay, certainly, I'd love to. The first goal I had, and I used to say it as an affirmation, was I am happy. Because you've got to have a spot of joy. So my thing was I am happy, and I was happy with all aspects of my life. And what happened was when I sold these properties, and this is an amazing story, it was, I remember that we sold those properties. Well, we went on the contract on a Sunday. The next day I went into what I used to call my temp job, and I was sitting there, and I was trying to decide whether or not should I go out on my own and, go back into becoming a self-employed entrepreneur as a real estate broker. And it was the funniest thing. One of my friends, Bill Solly, he was meditating out by the lake near his home. And something told him he had to call me and give me a message. Well, Billy called me in my office, and this is like a Monday morning at 10 a.m. I'll never forget this call. It changed my life. And Billy said to me, he's like, Pete, what are you doing? And I said, Bill, I'm at work. You called me on my office phone. What do you think I'm doing? I'm at work. I'm working. And he goes, no. He's like, no. What are you thinking? And I said, I told him about what had just happened with the real estate deals. And he just said to me, he said, the money's there, And being a spiritual person and knowing, not doubting the universe, I immediately resigned from my position. And to get back to the goals, this is where it's going to come in. So the goal is I'm happy. And that had to do with leaving the job that I had at corporate. Because I used to be a financial guy at a hospital corporation. And when the hospital had a good month, it meant that a lot of families were having a tragic month. And it just was not, when business is good, it's bad. It just was not a good fit. So by leaving the job, I became happy. And then second goal was I have no consumer debt. And at the time, I had two car payments. Because we had bought new cars before we got downsized. I had a mortgage. I had credit cards for about $20,000. I think, and they had student loans. I think all in all, I had roughly about $55,000 in consumer debt. And at the time, before I started selling the real estate, I was in a job that was salaried, so there was no opportunity to make extra money overtime. And that goal came true once we sold the properties. We had had the money paid off all the bills.
Wow.
Another one we had was we have disposable money to have real vacations. And at the time, we in Florida, we call them staycations. We just hang out in Florida. You don't go anyplace because you don't have any money. And that was one of the things that we enjoyed watching the Travel Channel. So it was something we definitely wanted to do. And once we had went into business took off. And then we traveled to Hawaii, traveled to Colorado. It was that goal came to it. Awesome.
And, right, and you talked about, being spiritual, having a great relationship with your wife, but the one that I love is that you really wanted to give a lot of money away to help others. And
oh, absolutely.
Right now you and Robin are very philanthropic and you're so big on giving to others. And so, Peter, I want to ask you, during that year and a half time before these goals actually manifested, you were acting as if you already had all of these goals manifested in your life. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Constance. It was what I would do in the mornings is I would, every single morning, I would go down to the beach after going to the gym and before work, and I would run through these goals that I had written down, these 12 crazy goals. And I would see them in my mind's eye and have the feeling that these were already achieved and on their way to me. So these were very, very real. It was like I would live this life of my dreams before it happened. And I'd have gratitude for it and I just knew it was on its way. I didn't have to worry about it. So I would get into that feeling every morning of having these goals being achieved. And my life was miraculous. And long story short, it all happened. The 12 crazy goals all came true.
Well, and I just want to reiterate to listeners all over the world tonight, Peter, that you said that every morning, and I want to talk about how you deliberately and consciously chose every day to believe and act as if those goals were already manifested in your life, and you had the feeling of having it now. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Constance. And the biggest thing everyone needs to realize, it's like if you're serious about making serious change in your life, you need to make some you need to commit to doing these things, because the greater your commitment is to achieving these goals, the sooner they're going to show up in your life. And when I wrote these 12 crazy goals, I was not messing around. I was serious as a heart attack about having all these things come true, and they did.
Well, and I know you really impacted me because I talked to your wife, Robin, and she was telling me how committed you are and how intense you are, and I think that commitment is a big step in bringing change into our lives instead of just talking about it. So many people think, well, I can just listen to a podcast and listen to Constance, but you have to do more than that. You have to own it and possess it yourself.
Absolutely, Constance, absolutely. And what gets me sometimes is, we've talked before, how I'm crazy about setting goals and writing them down and reviewing them throughout the day. And I'm amazed by some people, they say they have goals. And I say, well, are they written down? They say no. And I'm just like, if they're not written down, they don't exist.
That is so true, because I say that all of the pressures of life, if you don't have written goals, will come and literally choke out and dilute those goals that are in your mind. But if they are written down, you can visually see them every day, as often as you want to, and that really determines your focus.
Absolutely. You need to know where you're going, and that's what your goals help you clarify what it is that you say you want. I sometimes like to use the term dreams with deadlines when I refer to goals, because some people who have unfortunately had not had success just because they didn't know how to use goal, effectively achieve their goals. Sometimes they have a negative connotation when they think about goal setting. They're like, oh, it didn't work last time. So rather than set goals, they're afraid that, what if I fail? Well, if you fall down, you need to get back up, brush yourself off, and get back on the track of your goals. It's up to you to make it happen. And if you're serious about change, then think about why you want those goals. Because another thing about the goals is you need to drill down to the why. Why do you really want this goal? And typically, it's a feeling. And finding out what that feeling is just as important as what the goal is, because if you can get into that feeling of having it now and how good it feels, that is just, it's like high voltage. It'll just happen that much sooner for you.
Wow, that is so true. In your book, Visual Festation, you talk about that wonderful law of attraction. There are so many other books out there on the law of attraction. How is your book different? And I want you to really expound on how do thoughts become things. We've heard that so much lately.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to talk about this concept. The major thing that's different in my book, Visual Festation, is although I'm the author, I'm really the person who had all these miracles happen in his own life, and I teach people the exact techniques that I use on a daily basis, and I continue to use on a daily basis to achieve more and more goals. And I think the difference is, rather than have somebody talking about the subject, I give people exactly what they need. It's a guidebook. If you read my book and follow what I instruct you to do with the system, and you're committed to it, you will absolutely get these wonderful things in your life. And I think that's pretty much the difference. And I also share with the readers my personal experiences, because it's more than 12 crazy goals. There's a couple other chapters in there where I've had miracles that are just amazing. And I just love to share it with everyone else to help them realize that they can have the life of their dreams.
Right, and you talk about how thoughts become things. How important are our thoughts? Should we deliberately be thinking a certain way every day? And how did you, choosing your own thoughts on a daily basis, create miracles in your life, Peter?
Okay, well, Constance, great question. And the whole thing comes down to, thoughts are things. Thoughts contain energy. And if you get down to the smallest level of everything in our universe, everything is energy. We're energy. Our thoughts are energy. And at the smallest level, that's where the creation happens. So it's like, your thoughts don't live in your head rent-free, essentially. If you're thinking bad thoughts, you're going to have bad things show up in your life. It's just how it's the law of the universe. And the universe really doesn't, whatever you say you want, the universe is going to give it to you. And the way your thoughts, I think a great way to think about your thoughts is to think about, imagine that the universe is a giant mail order place, and there's a clerk. And the clerk doesn't know, let's say you want to order a size 8 outfit. Well, the universe doesn't know if you're a 6 or you're a 12. You want an 8, so you're going to get an 8. And so it's very important, if you want a size 8, be specific that you really want it and it's right for you, because it's going to show up. And your thought, and whenever you start thinking about it, if you have negative thoughts, you've got to immediately put the kibosh on that, because what you don't want to have show up in your life are more things that not to feel good about. So always be conscious of what you're thinking. Always try to think have the best feeling and think the highest thoughts you can. And have gratitude, and have gratitude now. You don't need to wait for the miracle to show up to be happy about it showing up. Be happy now.
Right. I think gratitude is just a great form of faith. And, you know, you mentioned, Peter, about the energy around our thoughts. Talk a little bit about quantum physics and energy and why is that important in manifesting and living our, and creating our dreams.
Okay, great, Constance. The what happens, to experience perform by quantum physicists, they discovered that at the smallest level, that energy could be both a particle and a wave, depending on the observer. And they actually considered it to be a probability amplitude. And it was just like, until you measured it, it was a probability. It could be a wave or it could be a particle. And what they realized was, by the thoughts of the scientists performing the experiment, it affected the outcome. And this is like mind-blowing to the scientists, because and that's what's happening is it's like you're affecting the outcome of what's happening in your life on the creation level of a creator. It's, you know, life is not happening to you. Your thoughts, you're creating the life that's showing up in your existence. So that's why it's so important to really focus on what you're thinking and what you're believing. And, it, you know, it's like if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, then you can't. It's all about choices. And choose the best thought and have the best goals that you can dream about and commit, and it'll happen for you.
And, Peter, I want to go back to when you talked about how life is not happening to you. You're creating life, because I think if listeners all over the world tonight believe that life is happening to them and they don't have any control over that, that sets you up for a victim, powerless mentality, when in fact I believe that we're co-creators with God, and so we can on purpose every moment by moment deliberately choose what we want to think. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Constance. If you commit to what you want to have happen, you've got to drop that victim mentality, because the world is not happening to you. What may have happened to you up to this point in time, which may not be good, is probably because if you've been playing the victim, you're going to have more things show up in your life to be a victim about. You know, and what I learned through my studies in creating the system that I have is I'm a deliberate creator. I'm a deliberate manifester of my life. And I've got the miracles to show that it works, and that's what I'd really like to convey to everyone on the call. It's just like you do have the power, to get whatever you need or you want. It's just you need to decide what it is, and you need to focus and work diligently, and follow the system and have faith. I mean, having faith is everything.
Right, and you know, I believe that there is a success system that the Spirit has put in place, and we just have to acknowledge it, become aware of it, and work it. So you've talked many times or referred to the miracle. Share with our listeners maybe just two of the miracles that you've manifested and how they came into being in your life.
Okay, well, one of the things that was amazing for me is the second chapter in my book, Visualization. Is the title is called Winning the Lottery. And a lot of people, you know, before I tell you I won the lottery, got all this cash, that's not the lottery I was talking about. I actually have done 7 Ironman triathlons, and that's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, which is followed by a 26.2-mile run. And I know it sounds like a long distance, and it is, believe me. But after doing four Ironman races, and this was the same year that I had manifested the 12 crazy goals, and I decided that, you know, put my faith to the test, and I said, you know, one morning I was at the beach, and I said, you know, what would I be, do, or have that I haven't done yet that I really want to manifest? And all of a sudden, I'm like, Hawaii. I would love to do Ironman Hawaii. That's the world championship. And to get into the Ironman Hawaii, you need to be one of the fastest triathletes in the world or one of the luckiest. And so what I decided to do, see, I'm not the fastest triathlete in the world. I decided to work, take my system and use it to win the lottery, because out of 10,000 people that enter, over 10,000 people that enter the lottery to get into the Hawaiian Ironman, they only select 200 from around the world.
Wow.
And yeah, and what I did was there was a wonderful DVD that was done in 2004 that had wonderful race coverage, And it really made you feel like you were in the race when you watched this video. So I would watch this video. It was like an hour long. And I would watch it at least 2 to 3 times a week. And every morning, every single morning for about 4 months, I visualized for 20 minutes a day, every morning, racing this race in my head. And sure enough, on April 15th, at noontime, that's when they released the results. I went onto the website, opened up the list of winners, and the first name on the list was Pete Adams, Florida. I
wow.
could not believe it. It was a miracle. It was just like, wow, this stuff works.
So out of 10,000 people, they chose 200 from all over the world, and you were one of those. And I believe for my listeners that that just didn't happen, but really that Peter co-created his miracle with God, because had he not really taken those 20 minutes a day seeing himself actually running the race, I don't know if he would have been in that triathlon or not.
Well, I'm not sure if it would have happened or not. I can't prove it mathematically, but I can tell you one thing. It was a wonderful day, and I have gratitude for that event every single day of my life.
And I think the principle once again, Peter, is that before you actually participated in the race, that you were acting as if you were feeling as if you were already running that race right now, instead of saying one day I'm going to run it or one year I'm going to run it, that I have this now. You were living in the nowness of that race.
Oh, absolutely. The concept was the – I know you've read my book, but let me share with the listeners. One of the wildest things that happened to me while I was doing this race was the race, when I was actually racing the race, was so much like the video, it was scary. And when I was in the swim, in the video from 2004, they say, you are in Hawaii, and you are in the Ironman. I'm swimming, and I can hear the announcer's voice in my head. And I'm starting to wonder, am I really here? So I had this whole feeling going through the race, because it was so much like the video. I was wondering if I was in a coma or something like that, or God was letting me race this race because I always wanted to do it, and I was dead. I had crazy thoughts going through my head, but fortunately, when I finished, I realized I actually was alive. I really was in Hawaii, and I really was in the Ironman. So it was just an amazing day.
Well, I want you to share with our listeners about creative visualization. And I think that's just an example of how you've used it. So for people who might be wanting to have more money in their lives or change positions or change jobs and become an entrepreneur like you did, or maybe who want to release weight or find love, how can they begin to use creative visualization in their lives personally?
Great, great causes. The way to start is you really need to be – before we get into the creative visualization – we really need to go back to the defining what it, everyone needs to define what it truly is that they want. You need to get crystal clear, and you need to know and have all the reasons why you want to have this goal. You're going to have this goal, and build passion for it. And once you've got that, you can create what I call my ideal scene, where you create in your mind what this ideal scene looks like to you and how it feels. So let's say, for instance, you want a great relationship, and you don't have one right now. It's like, well, that's okay. It's what you need to be able to figure out is what would my life feel like with the perfect soulmate? And you can just feel the love that's coming in, and you can have gratitude now for that person being on their way to come into your life. And so once you have that, once you know what you want, and you can see what it looks like, and you can feel it, and then that's the creative piece, because when you merge those visions that you have in your mind's eye and tie them to the feeling in your heart, that's where you start creating what it is that you say that you want. And that's the universe works with you, and it's, like you said earlier, Constance, it's essentially the Lord gave us the keys to the kingdom. We just need to figure out how to use them. We have it, but most people don't believe that they are creators. But you know, once you realize that when you do these things, and these things will show up in your life, that's you'll become a believer. I mean, that's just how it is.
Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Peter Adams, author of Visual Festation, How to Visualize and Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. And, Peter, let's talk a little bit about vision boards and how do we create them. Are they important? Do we need them? Have you ever used a vision board in your life? And if so, I know you manifested a beautiful house. Share your story about vision boards or mind movies or anything like that that could really help listeners all over the world tonight.
Certainly, Constance, I'd love to. The for me, I'm a very visual person anyways, but some people have a challenge trying to, work their imagination so they can see what it is that they want. A great example I have in my life was I used to have an older white Lexus, and an LS400, and I wanted to get the newer model. And so what I did was I went down to the Lexus dealership, and I got a brochure that had the new Lexus in it. And what I decided to do was I cut one of the pictures out and I put it on what I call my vision book. And I've got a book that I carry with me to the beach, and it has my goals. It has affirmations in it. It's got some spirits. It's got some things from the Bible. It's just, it motivates me. And what I do is I put a picture of this book, a picture of the car in the book, and I would also look at the brochure at the beach to get a real good visual of what this car looked like inside. So that from there I would go into my creative visualization piece, where I do the visualization, and I could have very, very vivid, clear picture in my mind of what being in that car felt like. And then what I would do is, as I walk off the beach, as if piece, I would imagine that I was actually at the back of the new car, putting my beach chair and bag into the trunk, and then. What's funny is a few months later, I actually was putting the chair and the bag into the car of the new Lexus. It was it works. That's all I really can tell you. And having the vision, the vision board. It's almost scary, some of the stuff I put on my board that's manifested in my life. And it's almost like it's happening. It's like I see it, I think about it, but it's almost like it happens on its own. I know that's not accurate, but that's how it feels like, as miracles just keep coming in.
Right, and you know, Peter, I love you. You're so specific when you say you're creating the ideal scene, and I think that's a great tool that my listeners can use tonight, where you actually put your beach chair in the trunk of your car. And so I think that the more in-depth you are, the more clarity you have, the more color you have, the more realness you have of having it now, that it happens for you. I had the same thing happen to me with a car. I wanted a black Mercedes. I wanted the E320 model. And so what I did the same thing you did, but I couldn't afford the car initially, Peter, many, many years ago, so I bought the Mercedes keychain. And then I bought the Mercedes license plate, and I would see that license plate on my car. And just like you, over time, I saw myself driving it. I would test drive it. And so when they actually delivered it to my home, it was almost as if I always had that. And so like you, I had it then, and so when it got delivered to me, it was like, it wasn't boring, but I was already excited about it before I got it.
Causes, because you knew it was on its way, and sure enough, it showed up, didn't it?
Right, and I want to share that I think you shared with me that the what is up to you. The intent or goal is what do you want, but really how it comes is up to the universe of God. Is that right, Peter?
Yeah. The biggest thing is, I like to call it staying out of the house, because, as humans, we always want to, how is it going to happen? Well, how am I going to do this? How is the miracle going to show up? And honestly, that's not your role. Your role is just to figure out what it is that you want, believe you have it, and have gratitude now for it being on its way to you. And let the universe handle the details. You know, the universe knows, can work in an infinite number of ways to have your miracle show up. And sometimes what happens, I've seen this happen in my life, is sometimes a challenge will show up, and you're like, well, that doesn't seem like it's in line with, what I think, the way I thought it would show up. But sometimes what it is, something will happen, and it'll really just be, something that needed to happen from like step C, from step A to C. Step B had to happen so you can get to step C, which is where you want it to be. So when things show up, don't assume it's not working, ever. It is working, and just believe it that it's on its way to you.
Put that so simply, Peter, when you talked about our job is just to believe. And so talk about the role of faith and belief in creating and manifesting our dreams. How important is that?
There could not be anything more important. And a lot of times people will ask me, well, how long is it going to take till I see the miracle? And the question the answer I always give is, I don't know, because it really depends on how strong is your faith. If you have wonderful faith, and it's not, I'm hoping, it's not hoping at all, it's knowing. And there's a huge difference, especially when I grew up, it was like, I don't think I really learned how to pray correctly until I was probably started practicing these techniques, where it's just like, I'm not really asking for anything. I have it, and I give thanks now for it because I know it's on its way. And the stronger your faith, the faster it will show up. And that just increases the faith that you have. So then the next miracle is easier to get to or have it come to you. You just build faith momentum. It's awesome.
Well, I always say God lives, spirit is in the eternal now, and faith is now. So if you're not in now, you're not in faith. If you're in hope, hope says one day I hope to get that car, or one day I hope to be wealthy, or one day, but faith says I have it now.
I couldn't say it any better myself. The word hope is almost like the word try. There's no try. There's either do or don't. And so we need to drop the weak words that we have in our vocabulary and commit and do.
Wow. Well, let's talk about money. The number one question that I get via email is, how can I make more money? How can I become an entrepreneur? And I know you are a multimillionaire. First of all, what would you say to people who don't have any money in their lives right now? How can they act as if, Peter, if they need money for their mortgage? And I want to know that before you had millions to manifest in your life, were you acting as if, and what principles can you share around money?
Sure. I think the biggest thing that people who are facing financial challenges have is it's like this constant, and this is what it was like for me before I wrote the 12 goals. It was, you have this feeling where it's like all you can focus on is I've got a lack of money. It's just this focus on lack of, like, I don't have the money. And all you do, the more attention you put on that, and I've been there, so I want you to understand, everyone to understand that I've been in your shoes or that. And you need to move out of that, the feeling of lack, to get into the feeling of having the abundance, and it's a shift. I think the best way to get there is starting your day off with gratitude, because if you start your day off thinking about, I need money, a much better way to start your day off is to say, thank you, Lord, for another day on this wonderful planet. Thank you for my loving family. Thank you for the eyes so I can see. Thank you for my ability to walk, assuming you don't have these challenges like that. And just start the day off with thanking, which puts you in a better feeling, and then decide what it is, how much you want to have, and then start working on your dream.
And so should the person write down how much money they desire, Peter? Do you recommend that?
I love this one because it's rather than putting out a specific number, I always add or more.
That's good.
Always or more. Because it's like, why limit yourself to say $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever you, everyone has different goals. How would keep the upside open? Because, if you get specific on, say, I want $20,000, or I want to have a job that pays, say, $35,000, well, that job will come into your existence. But if you say more, well, then you've opened up the sky's the limit, essentially. Because when I was facing financial challenges, the idea that one of my goals was that, goal number three. I'm a very successful full-time real estate investor and self-made millionaire. When I wrote that goal, that was just like so crazy. That was just like, it was mind-boggling. I'm like, but I believed it. And sure enough, it all happened. So it's just like, and another thing too I like to share with people is I would try to keep your goals private to yourself. Because sometimes when you share your goals, like my 12 crazy goals, if I shared those with like a coworker at the time, they probably would have said, "You're crazy. That's not going to happen." And what could happen is you could buy into their negativity and miss out on having the life of your dreams.
Well, that is so true. And so basically, when you focus in, I'm talking to listeners who may be in a difficult financial situation right now. So, Peter, instead of focusing in on scarcity and lack and not enough, they should be grateful for what they do have and just trust God, the universe, to bring money to them in, I always say, from unexpected places, people, and things.
Oh, absolutely, Constance. And the unexpected, that is really how it happens. Out of the blue, all these things can happen. And the way it happens is, I've seen in my own life, it's like one. Before the miracle happens, you never see it coming. So it's like today, you're really short on money. Well, tomorrow you might have the greatest idea for an invention or a business idea, or somehow wealth just shows up. It just happens. And the beauty of it is you never see it coming, but when it happens, all you can do is just say thank you. Thank you. It happened.
And, my belief is that you cannot create something different in the same vibration or same belief. And so if your focus has been, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, you need to refocus in on abundance and prosperity and know that it will come to you. I know in my own life personally, I'm sort of like you, Peter. I just believe and know that I have it now, act like I have it now, feel like I have it now. And it comes in sometimes the most miraculous way. It's amazing.
It truly is. It truly is. And one of the things, chapters in my book is called As If, and it's almost like a lot of times as we get turned into adults, they say it's not. I call it make believe, but essentially people think, well, make believe, that's something kids do. Well, let me tell you what I really want to get across is. Whatever you believe, you make a reality. So when you think great thoughts, let's say you have financial challenges right now. Well, it's with the practice, you can get into the feeling that you already have the money, and you want to operate. It's almost like make believe. It's like I was a make believe millionaire before I was a millionaire. So it's like if you can create that feeling for having it now. It will happen to you.
That is so good. Let's talk about scripting and the role that scripting plays in creating the life of our dreams.
Well, great, great, great topic. I actually scripted this morning. So some days I find that when I'm at the beach, some days I just can't get into the right mode mentally for doing visualizations and meditation. And that'll happen occasionally to me. And when I do, that does happen to me. What I do is I open up my journal and I write everything down. It's like my 12 goals, whatever the 12 crazy goals. I write down everything, all the goals I have, and I write it down. It's like I'm writing and explaining that they all came true. And I'm, as I'm writing this out, and I start with you know, thank you so much. It's in the, I have the gratitude in there. And by the time I'm done, I've got such a wonderful feeling of gratitude for having all these things come true that it's unbelievable. If you do it correctly, the scripting, when you get done, you're going to have a feeling that it has happened. And you get them. If you get, you do it right, you should have tears in your eyes of joy because all these wonderful things have come true. And
so scripting, you're actually writing it out as if you already had it now.
You had it now and how it how good it feels.
Okay,
you
how
gotta,
does it feel?
Yeah, how good it feels, and then the, you know, have the feeling of gratitude for having, you know, having the universe bring it into your life.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about affirmations. How important are affirmations in helping us to manifest the life of our dreams?
Well, one of the most important things when you do affirmation, and an affirmation is essentially it's a I am statement. So, and what you want to do is you always want to put it in a positive. Like, let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds or something like that. Rather than writing the affirmation that I am no longer heavy, you would say I am enjoying my ideal body weight of an X, and that, you know, so it's just positive. You don't want, it's on the affirmation piece. I typically, what I'll do is I write my affirmations down on index cards, and really it's like I'm stating my goal as if it's already been achieved. And what, like an example for me would be, and I actually get my card right here, is my affirmation on one of my cards is, I am changing the lives of millions of people with visual festation. So I'm affirming that it's happened. And I go through these cards probably 5-6 times a day. So, you know, I'm stating these affirmations.
That's amazing, Peter, that you go through those cards 5 or 6 times a day. That shows me the commitment level that you have.
Oh, absolutely. Because for me, Constance, I know how this stuff works, and I know that the more attention I put on it, rather than just like say the morning or the evening, if I stay in the state throughout my day, I'm always in that energy, and that's where if you do it more frequently, you have the energy, and it's gonna make everything happen that much faster for you.
Wow, I mean, this has been so amazing. I have learned so much from you, Peter. You're just an awesome teacher. So how can people get your book? How can they get in contact with you? What is your website information?
Sure. Our website is www.visualfestation.com, and that's visualfestation.com. Visualfestation.com. We've got the books out there. We've got, if Reese will go to the site and log in, we've got a free ebook of the month that we send out every month. It's always a success classic. And we have some other opportunities there too. We have classes. And it's just visit our site, Visual Festation, and we'd love to have you visit.
And I'm just going to encourage all of my listeners all over the world, you need to get this book. And I listened to your CD, and it was powerful. It's really awesome, and you should really include this as a part of shifting and changing and reprogramming your subconscious. And I always say that Peter is Exhibit A of what it takes to really shift and change your life and really begin living the life of your dreams. So, Peter, in summary, what would you like to leave with our listeners all over the world tonight?
I think in closing, what I would like to have them know, and for sure, is you can be, do, or have anything it is in this world that you want if you will commit and work on it. Use the system and be steadfast, and you will achieve miracles. It's by law.
And, you know, Peter, I'm so glad we had to record this again because I felt that it was divine, actually. It was a little frustrating initially, and then I made a decision. I said, I think this is divine, and just listening to you a second time, you have really just shared a wealth of information in just a different way that I know would change people all over the world tonight. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your patience with me and coming on again. When I called Peter and said, we have to re-record, he said, oh, not a problem. That means that I just have more to say. And I thought that was really pretty cool on your part to respond like that.
Oh, Constance, are you kidding me? I could have this conversation every Sunday with you.
Well, good, good. Well, thank you so much. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Tell three of your friends about the show. Remember, go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And remember this, God loves you and expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.